This is the Primal King podcast, but first, a quick message.
Crosso Ranch has raised premium beef for 5 generations, but we've always kept it to ourselves, but not anymore. You now have the ability to get ranch-raised USDA certified beef from our mountains in Idaho delivered directly to your dinner table. Don't settle for growth hormones, steroids, or imported beef on the store shelves anymore. Go to crossomeats.com right now to place your order. Your body and your taste buds will thank you for it. Even our girls think it's really yummy.
Bye, Crosso Meat. I love it.
What is up, everybody? This is the Primal King Podcast, and this is episode number 76. All right. You guys ever remember as a kid when your parents used to tell you, you should know better? Well, hey, maybe you didn't know better, right? And so that's what I want to talk to you about today is because if you don't know better, how can you ever expect to do better? All right, guys, I hope you enjoy this one. Let's get started. So the question is this. How do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another solo episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, of course, I'm happy to have you on board. Also, have gotten a lot of new downloads. Actually, got onto Stitcher now as well, so that's just another platform that you can listen on. So, super excited to have that put together as well. Now, I wanted to talk to you guys about something, because really over the past couple of weeks, I've started thinking, I don't even know why it popped into my head, but it's like this saying, I think it's a saying, or if not, maybe I said it, I don't know. But I just kept thinking, like, before you can do better, you have to know better, right? Like, I know that sometimes my kids will get in trouble. They'll do something really silly, and it's like, you should know better, right? Or do you guys remember your parents telling you that? I don't know, maybe it was just me. That's probably why now I say it to my kids. But there's these times where it's like, gosh, you should know better. Or like I said, my mom or my dad or whatever telling me when I was young, you know, you do something silly and it's like, you know, you should know better than to do that. And sometimes you do know better and you just do dumb stuff because that's what kids do. Or a lot of times, honestly, it's like, well, maybe you didn't actually know better. You didn't know at all, right? You didn't know that you couldn't do those certain things or certain things were off limits or you couldn't say certain, whatever, right? And it got me thinking a lot about this because there's been so many times I know as I look back that to where it's like I did a lot of dumb things just because I didn't know any better, right? Like it's almost like just touching the stove, right? Yeah, I mean, if you know it's hot, you're probably not going to touch it. But if you don't know it's hot, it's like, hey, there's a stove. Let's see what happens when I touch it because you don't know any better. I even remember going back to college, right? Like fresh out of high school. And I get the old envelope in the mail. You know, this was before, I guess, email was as big as what it is now. But you get the old mail that says Capital One has pre-approved you. And for an 18-year-old kid that doesn't know any better, right? That's great. That's great news. I mean, who cares if you're a broke college kid? You can barely pay your, barely even eat, you know. But hey, let's get a credit card. That'll be a great idea. Let's high interest rates, low credit limit. They love people like that. Well, just to say, I probably should have known better, but I wasn't really familiar with credit cards. And, you know, you learn a couple things real fast, right? Number one is you have to pay that money back. It's not just, free money that they give you on this little plastic piece of credit. The second thing is that if you exceed the limit or you don't pay it on time, they love to hit you with lots of fees. Now, I don't know how many thousands of dollars ended up going toward that $300 credit limit that I had, but I know I maxed it out pretty fast and I don't even know if I paid it off for years and years later until I think it probably ended up in collections and all that fun stuff, right? And now I tell you that because it actually got me to a point to where when I was, you know, pretty young, like several years after, getting the credit card, to where I remember thinking like, hey, I'm screwed for the rest of my life. My credit is like, I don't even know if it registers on the scale. And I'm just going to have to pay cash for everything that I buy from here on out because that credit card just ruined me. And then you start realizing like, you know, things like a house or maybe a car, you may want to have credit, especially for a house, right? It'd be nice to pay cash for your house when you're, you know, 25 years old buying your first house or whatever. But unless you grew up a lot richer than I did, that's probably not going to happen. And so anyways, yeah, lesson learned, right? Now, there's also so many other ways. I also remember looking back being young, thinking like, man, I'm eating this pasta with chicken in it. I'm eating healthy, right? Like, I mean, just even saying it now, maybe there's some of you laughing, like pasta, healthy, right? Like, I think that it's pretty widely known that that's not healthy, but I didn't know any better. Like, it was, you know, pasta. It's a wholesome meal, right? I mean, after all, you have chicken in there. It's got to be healthy. And then it was like, man, I just keep getting fatter. I'm eating so healthy, right? The truth is, though, is that, again, like, I just didn't know. I didn't know nutrition at all at that point. You know, kind of growing up, like, you just eat what you can, right? I don't know. I didn't learn a lot about it. It's one thing that I've really tried to kind of teach my kids about, nutrition, stuff like that, not letting them suck down a bunch of, you know, Cokes and Pepsis and stuff like that. But I've tried to teach them that. But again, like, I look at my kids so often and it's like, well, if they don't know better, how are they ever going to do better? So I try to teach them a lot of these things, and you know how it is with kids. Some of it sticks, some of it doesn't. You know, you tell them that cake is bad, but the next thing you know, you look over and they're in the corner freaking scarfing it down. So, you know, hey, even though you know better, you still may not do better, right? Like, none of us are perfect of that. But it got me thinking, like, because one of the things that I've really tried to do over, say, the last, I don't know, probably 10 or 12 years, is I've just been fascinated about knowing about mindset, right? Like, what is it that drives Tom Brady to do what he does versus what is it that, you know, maybe keeps somebody who's in just generational poverty where they are? And yes, there's lots of things that people talk about. I know that systemic racism is one of the things that a lot of people talk about now, and really over the last few months, that's been a huge buzzword. But there's so much of it to where I look at what's going on right now, and it could be with COVID, you know, it could be with all the systemic racism and the social justice talk. Like, I feel like so often people aren't willing to do the research. They're not willing to know better, right? They're not willing to know anything. In fact, like, I would argue that a big part of culture right now is that we actually don't know better, which is completely insane to me when you think about the amount of information that we have access to. But because of that, you also have to realize, right, you also have just as much opportunity to get misinformation. Like, one of the things that drove this home, I was looking and someone had posted this study, and it was from something called the Civil Unrest and Presidential Election Study, whatever the heck that is, but it was a poll. And it showed, kind of depending on where you were politically, how many black men you believed were killed by police. And so the answers were, it was like, you know, in 2019, I should say, so in 1 year. And it was something like less than 10, 10 to 100, 100 to 1,000, 1,000 to 10,000, and 10,000 and above. And the fascinating thing about this, because I'm not trying to get into the political side of this, right? Like, I don't want to kind of hit the racial justice stuff and social justice stuff here. But what I do want to tell you about, because again, it does come to this topic about knowing better, is that the people who are the most liberal, who identified as being the most liberal politically, there was over half of them who had believed that over 1,000 black men had been killed by police in 2019. Whereas if the most conservative, so it was like super liberal, middle of the road, conservative, super conservative, I think was like the five categories. I don't have the study in front of me. But when you went from kind of the super liberal to the super conservative, you would see the little graphs kind of level out. And then you would see them get disproportion again as you move further to the right. And what it really drove home is that people really don't know better. Because if half of the people who are super liberal believe that there's more than 1,000 black men getting killed every year, that it's just not true, right? Like, I'm not trying to say this to be provocative or to be polarizing or anything else. Just the statistics of it are not true. Now, yes, if you want to get into the other systemic racism stuff, like, we could have that discussion maybe. But as far as just the hard numbers of how many black men were killed in 2019, the number was 27. So if you have half of the people in a certain percentage of individuals in our country who are so deceived and have this number so out of whack, they're going to act accordingly, even though they're acting on disinformation. Now, on the other side of that, I believe the super conservative actually believe that there was a pretty high number of over 10,000 as well. And then kind of, it was like more the middle of the road. It seemed like people were a little more reasonable. Now, that could be because they're looking at multiple parts of information. Maybe they don't identify with one political party as much as the other. And so maybe they get both sides of it and they actually are more educated. But there is a problem, right? When we have a certain percentage, it's not a majority of our country, but even let's say if it's 20 to 30% of our population who doesn't even understand like what is a real statistic, right? When that is so out of whack, it's not, you know, that they thought it was, you know, 50 and it was 27, or they thought it was 100. It's like literally, if you were to believe that there were at least 1,000 black men getting gunned down in our country every year, you would, I mean, why would you not be in the streets protesting that? Why would, I mean, and not to say that 27 is good, right? I mean, one is too many. I don't care what color of skin you have. One is too many to get killed by the cops. Obviously, there's a lot of factors that go into that. I would argue that I think most of those are probably justified, but again, don't attack me for that. I just see the videos that you guys see and I see what leads up to it. Then I try to put my own information together, right? So again, not trying to be provocative, but again, yes, one is too many. 27 is way too many, but it's not 1,000 and it's certainly not 10,000. And so when you have this disinformation, when you just don't know better, how in the world are you going to do better? Because again, if I believe that there were more than 10,000 black men getting gunned down, absolutely right would I be down there protesting at the courthouse and burning stuff down and saying that we have to stop this. Of course you would. I think any fair-minded, reasonable person would think that that is just absolutely insane. Now, you can kind of extrapolate this to so many different things. You could wonder, why is it that I keep gaining weight when I'm eating quote unquote healthy? Well, chances are you're probably like me, right? Like you're eating stuff that actually is not good for you. It will make you fatter by doing it, right? And so if you don't know better, how can you do better? And that's why when someone talks about, I'm going on this diet, and it's like, okay, what diet is it? Okay, great. So that sounds good. Have you done any research on that diet? Like, have you looked into it beyond like the next 2 days? Because if you're actually going to enter into a diet and you're going to be strict on it, whatever that may be, whether it's keto or veganism or whatever, like, do you know everything that you can eat? And do you know kind of the long-term effects? Like there's a lot that probably should go into doing that. And I believe most people, I don't know, this is me on my soapbox. I mean, I guess I'm kind of lumping myself in on this on a lot of things, but like most of us, we just don't know enough to be able to do better, right? And we're not willing to do the research. Like, we're not really willing to do the research on social justice issues to see where the problems really are. And guys, there are problems, absolutely. And it does, it comes back and kind of to circle this back around to where, like I said, about 10, 12 years ago, I really started going down the mindset path of trying to figure out what is it that the most successful people have. Right? Whether you're white, black, purple, green, yellow, whatever it may be, what are they doing that maybe the other people who are on the opposite end aren't doing? Right? Or what are the people on the lowest of the low income scale, maybe life fulfillment scale, happiness scale, all of that, what are they doing that maybe the people at the top aren't doing? Right? Because it's not always what you're doing. Sometimes it's what you're not doing. And to me, the way that most of this stuff, in my humble opinion, here I am trying to solve the world's problems though, but the way, in my opinion, that we can do this is by knowing better, right? Like if you can reach the rural kids who feel like they don't have any hope, and you can teach them to know better, right? To know that there's possibilities and to know and understand what's required to be successful. That was one of the things that, you know, even myself growing up in a small town, you didn't have a lot of people talking to you about what will ultimately make you successful. Yes, you had the people telling you to go to college, right? Every school has counselors that will tell you up and down to go to college, but that does not then make you on the right path to be successful. It can be a step in the right direction, but you know, we don't teach hard work, right? And I talked about that a little bit on the last solo episode, is just kind of the work ethic of it. We don't teach that really, right? Like we're not teaching life skills that, you know, it's like telling kids, hey, get out there and figure out how to get your mind right, how to believe in yourself, how to have confidence. You know, a conversation that I just had with my daughter was about confidence, right? Because she's young and she's playing on an older basketball team right now, and her confidence just isn't there. I mean, she gets the ball and it's hot potato, right? Just get rid of it, because she doesn't have the confidence to be able to like turn and face the basket, make a move to the basket, maybe even shoot the ball every once in a while. And so like I'm always trying to instill, because I know that if you're confident, right? Like if you have the right mindset to be confident in what you do, you know, how you talk, how you present yourself, that confidence can take you a long way. And so that's something that I want to make sure that my kids do know better, right? They understand how important it is to be confident in yourself. Don't be arrogant, don't be cocky, but be confident in who you are and what you do. And so guys, so many of these topics, they come back to just knowing better, right? Like if we were all willing to research, whether it be political things, our country would look completely different. It really would. Now, I'm not saying that as, you know, specific to one party or another. I just believe like if we actually knew the people that we were voting for and we knew their policies, you can bet everything would look completely different. But we don't. And so I know that there's all these people, it's like Biden sucks and, you know, Trump sucks and everybody sucks that's in leadership. And it's like, yeah, well, who's voting for him? It's us, right? Like we're the ones. And don't give me the voter stuff right now. I can't handle it. Maybe it was stolen. Maybe it was. I don't know. But the reality is that we are casting votes for people that we don't know about, right? We're getting the media's version of them. We're not looking into policies. We don't know better. So how in the world are we going to do better when it comes to electing our quote unquote leaders of this country, right? Like we don't half, I mean, I don't know half, but a lot of these people, they get rounded up and they get driven down to a poll station. They get told to vote for people. Like that stuff happens. That's real documented proof. There's video of it. That stuff happens. You think that they have any idea who they're voting for? Of course not, but it happens. And so much of this stuff, guys, it does. It just comes back to knowing better. So here's what I kind of want to wrap it up and leave you all with, which is just this simple thing. If you want to do better, first you have to know better, right? If you want to build a business, you have to know what it takes to build a business. You better get good at marketing. You better learn how to run like Facebook ads if you want to scale it, right? Like if you want to start a business and just be like, hey, I'm just going to dive in tomorrow, you're going to struggle with it. Now, I would never discourage someone, because I think action is probably the most important thing that any of us can do. But knowing better is right up there with it, right? We have to know better. We have to be willing to educate ourselves. And I'm bad at that, I feel like, in certain ways. But then there's also a lot of things that I'm always trying to do. Like, for example, anytime I'm outside doing anything, whether it's mowing the lawn, it's feeding the steers, it's, you know, anything I'm doing outside, I have my headphones in, I'm listening to podcasts, I'm listening to books. Like, I try to overwhelm myself with information in a way not to get like the paralysis analysis from too much information, because I think that is a problem. But it's like, I want to know about the stuff that I talk about. Maybe some of you look at some of the things that I post on social media and you're like, oh, that's controversial. Why is he doing that? I promise you guys, like, I try to never post something that I don't feel like I'm educated enough about to be able to defend my position, right? Like, I won't. I'm not just going to throw something out there that I haven't at least done research enough to where I feel like I know what I'm talking about. Now, maybe I'm misguided, right? Like, I'm not saying that I have all the answers. I'm not saying that even when I look into stuff that it's not incorrect. I think that we all do that. But what I do know is that I really, really try not to post about things or talk to you all about things on the podcast that I haven't at least done my due diligence and learned about. Read articles, watched different points of view. Like, I listen to Bill Maher and I listen to Tucker Carlson, right? Like, they're completely polar opposites. And probably a lot of times the truth is somewhere in between that. But if I'm only watching Bill Maher, I'm not getting the full scope of everything, right? If you're only watching, you know, certain news channels, you're probably not getting the full scope of this. So the hard thing is that it takes time, takes effort, takes work. Guess what? A lot of us don't want to do that. But I feel like, guys, if you're looking to do anything, if you're looking to lose weight, first you got to know better, right? You got to know how to eat better. You got to know how to exercise better. You got to know all of those things. If you're looking to build a business, you have to know better. You have to understand what is required to build a business in the year 2021, right? It's not as simple as it used to be, in the sense of you can't just go downtown, start up a store and hope that it works, right? Like, now there's marketing and there's global competition and there's, you know, everyone's got a website and everyone's running ads and all of this type of stuff. And if you want to be competitive and scale, like, you're going to have to know that stuff, right? If your marriage is struggling, maybe, you know, as my friend Stacy Martino says in their program, Relationship Development, You know, a lot of times your marriage suffers when you get to the end of your skill set, right? When you get to the end of your skill set and being able to communicate with your spouse, that a lot of times is where problems begin, right? Or where they further. And so again, like all of these areas, guys, like I encourage you, if you're out and about, listen to a podcast. If you're listening to this podcast, chances are you're probably similar to me to where you are seeking different information and different points of view and everything else. And that's great. But just continue learning. If you're a young kid listening to this, learn as much as you can about the stuff that you're passionate about. You know, obviously, again, you have to take action, but you will never wish that you didn't know something, right? Like there's this old saying, you can never know too much, but you can say too much, right? And I believe that. Like, I don't feel like anybody who's educated in different things is ever going to look back and be like, man, I wish I was dumber about that. I wish I was more ignorant about losing weight. I wish I was more ignorant about business. I mean, gosh, I studied all these successful people and I listened to all these great podcasts about business. I just wish I was a little dumber, right? Like, you will never, ever say that. So anyways, guys, I want to go ahead and wrap up. Again, I appreciate all your support. If you're not following me on Instagram, make sure you get there at primal.king. Go there, check it out. Lots of good stories and stuff, I hope. Hopefully keep you entertained, maybe a little insight. But anyways, guys, as always, I appreciate you all. Have an awesome day. Next week, have a really, really cool guest. Somebody actually I've been trying to get on the podcast for almost over a year, actually. It was actually over a year was the first time I reached out to him. So hope you all enjoy that. Until next time, guys, take care. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.